anger is one way of overcoming fear. People are afraid of fear. There's first fear, then there's the fear of fear, because they see it as weakening, or they see it as unmanly or cowardly. So there's a moral objection to fear very often, where there isn't to anger. Anger, you can picture yourself as the hero, the protest marchers and all that kind of thing. So people pick whatever is morally more acceptable. And one thing about angriness and indignation is a certain degree of moral superiority. Moral superiority, and there's always a protest march somewhere, and it's energized by the moral superiority and the rightness of their cause. The rightness of their cause. And both sides are killing each other out of the rightness of their causes. They have workshops where you release the anger, and you can lay down on the floor and voice the anger and experience the anger and kick your feet and carry on. And then you begin to see that anger fits are really the child within you. It's not the adult, and it's not the parent. It's really the child. It's the little children that are always angry out there. Life is not fair. Life is not fair, so we'll have a protest march. But being angry doesn't change it, so anger is really still not legitimate. Each person is going to settle for what they consider to be the rational, so it depends on their degree of wisdom, which depends on their IQ, their education, their age, their sophistication, many things, their spiritual awareness. Well, many things are really God's problem. The human condition, we were created by God, so I always figure it's God's problem. If we were supposed to be smarter and wiser, and et cetera, we would be. And therefore, the human experience would not be a learning experience. If we didn't need to learn anything, what would be the point of going through a human lifetime? There wouldn't be any point to it. Sort of a stupid rerun. Everything you knew already. That idea that we are supposed to teach others what to be afraid of course, is based on survival. And a great deal of cautionary tales are told about everything in life. Eat too much, you kill yourself. And, of course, driving and accidents on the highway are such a big killer. So there is what we call rational, appropriate fear, which then takes the form of caution. So fear as an emotion, you want to let it go because it has a certain damaging effect physiologically if you just let it run continuously. But you can settle for caution, which is rational. So once you're rational, you're in control of the emotion instead of the emotion controlling you. Let go of the anger and just change things out of wisdom. So, you know, better than anger is intelligence, insight, and understanding, comprehension, and wisdom. So you change it out of wisdom. You have a certain job with a certain expectation. The expectation doesn't come about. Being angry doesn't solve it, does it? No, finding a different job would solve it. So being angry, in a way, is a waste of time. Unless you know how to use that anger, the energy of it, in a constructive way. You know, you got passed over for the promotion that was promised to you, and you didn't get the raise that was promised to you. Well, it's either time to change jobs or it's not, but that's a rational decision. It's not an emotional decision. Emotions are not going to change the money in your pocketbook. Making a wise decision is going to change it. People think that attached suffering, like they'll say not having enough money is suffering, and pain is suffering, having a physical illness is suffering. The suffering is coming from resisting it. Once you stop resisting it, you stop suffering from it. Suffering is due to resistance, and letting go of the resistance decreases suffering. You still have the pain, but you're not suffering from the pain. You're not suffering from the pain. You can be indifferent to it. It's there in the background. Let go of resisting a thing, it becomes less localized and less defined, and it seems to leave the body boundaries. In the beginning, the headache seems to actually be in your head, but as you keep letting go on it, it begins to diffuse. It seems to be beyond the head. And then eventually, if you keep doing that, you'll say, where is the headache? You say, I don't know where it is. I'm experiencing, but I don't know. It's no longer a where. It's not even a what anymore. It's a discomfort that you can live with and ignore and go about your business. The next thing you know, it disappeared. You can disappear a headache by letting go resisting it. If you resist a thing like that, you can then really cause an injury. I felt my ankle twist so badly, and what I did is I just sat down on the sidewalk and kept surrendering to it. let go resisting it, let go resisting it, let go resisting it. It became less and less and less, and as time went by, it eventually disappeared it, and I got up and walked away. If I'd interrupted that process in the middle, then I would have had the pain, and the pain would have been pretty prolonged. So by letting go resisting a thing, we disappear it. We disappear a pain. We disappear any suffering by allowing the whole thing to come up and get it over with. Grief over a loss, anger over indignation over something in your life,